Welcome to episode 254 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. At the end of last week, I was on a mission to shoot some test review product shots in an outdoor environment. As it turns out, I ended up making better use of my time by treating the hour or so as a location scouting exercise and a chance to get some thoughts together after a busy old few days. In this week's show then, you join me by the water's edge as I mull over what happened that day. So welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 254. It is just about 4:45 in the late afternoon, and it's a Friday as I record this, and as I record this I'm sat on a wooden bench right on the edge of the coastline. The only thing stopping me getting my feet wet, if the tide was in, it's actually out all the way at the moment. The only thing stopping me doing that is the fact that I'm raised up just a few feet, and there are the sea defence kind of boulders that line the footpath here. And the area that I'm actually at today is a place called Emsworth. If you look at the map of the UK, look at the very bottom of the country, zoom in a bit, and you will see Emsworth is a place that's roughly speaking in between Portsmouth and Chichester. Now, the reason I'm here, well, it's kind of by accident in a way. The day has been productive and quite busy. Basically, the morning up until early afternoon, I was working with the company, doing social media activities and handling photography and that sort of thing. And then I had a few hours this afternoon, and I had a couple of bits to do in between. And I thought, you know what? What I'll do is I will go to a local area with a pair of boots which I have on review, which I need to photograph before I start wearing them. Usually what I do is I review those, I photograph an item, and then I've got nice clean shots of the items before they get used and abused. And now I'm just going to pause for a second. There's just someone approaching. Usual rules apply. If someone approaches, I pause just in case they want to talk, and say it's not fair to have them on audio without them knowing, so bear with me. Right, so back to it. It's that time of day, I suppose, when there are lots of dog walkers, people are sort of finishing work, or just out for a nice stroll along this nice scenic route. So yeah, I had planned to come and photograph this pair of walking boots this afternoon. And, you know, I was thinking, okay, I know Emsworth has some really nice spots. The sunlight was good. It was a nice bright day. And then I was kind of in two minds as to whether it should be Emsworth that I head to, because they're kind of rugged boots. And I thought about going down to the wooden jetty. I thought about going down onto the kind of like the shingle. And then I thought, oh, there are other areas around which are kind of like dirt tracks. There's even woodland. And there are a couple of places in the local woodland. I thought, oh, do you know what? That could actually work quite well. And I was in two minds whether to do it or not. So I ended up driving around a little bit. And by the time I did a bit of driving around, there was a couple of locations that I went to, and it was either too busy or I didn't have the right sort of scenario. The factors were not ideal, and I kind of ended up getting back in the car and driving around. By the time all was said and done, it was basically about 45 minutes of good light left, and having checked the app I use for checking sunrise, sunset and tide times and all that sort of thing, it was telling me that it was about 4:30, just after that the sun was going to be setting, and sure enough, it was pretty much bang on. So I was thinking, well, what shall I do? I had my camera with me. Oh, bear with me one second. More dog walkers. It's all runners and dog walkers around here now. These little breaks have allowed me to charge my cup here. I've got a flask of tea on the go, which is very welcome because it's dropped to around about 5 or 6 degrees now. It hasn't been particularly warm, I have to say. I've got a nice warm jacket. It's the Sub-Zero downfilled smock. I will link to that, or a recent, more recent version of it. Oh, sorry, an older version of it. I'll link to in the show notes the review, because this one's under review and the write-up will be before long. Yes, I've got my tea. Now, so what was I saying? So I ended up thinking, where shall I go? And it was, you know, it was about 45 minutes of flight. And you know what? In the end, I thought, it's not perfect. I'm going to treat this as location scouting. I know the area well. I know some of the good points here. And do you know, I ended up doing an Instagram story walking along, which was really good fun. Nice to kind of share the experience that way. But it's actually just really nice to get out at the end of the week. I wonder whether I ought to make it kind of a thing now. As I often joke with people, one of the great ironies about what I do is I'm always extolling the virtues of getting outside and, you know, taking in the countryside and nature and all this sort of thing, and enjoying your photography and pushing it and all this sort of thing. But most of the time that is from in front of a computer screen. You know, I'm writing articles or editing pictures, and that's just the way it goes, you know. But it's been really nice, and, you know, some of you may even have seen that Insta story. There'll certainly be pictures, and I may even save the story and embed it into my feed on Instagram. And I will link to Instagram in the show notes to this recording anyway. But just to give you a bit of a background to the kit that I brought with me. Obviously, there's not a big photo shoot. It was just sort of travelling light. I've got the boots they're actually in the car. In the end, I kind of left them there and decided just to have a little stroll. But I'll just put my tea down. Next to me here, I have got a Lowepro backpack. It's the Flipside Trek BP450AW. Really enjoying using it. There's a review going to be up sooner rather than later, I hope. But there is a first look video from a way back on the YouTube channel. I'll link again to that in the show notes. But, you know, with this, I've got a lightweight carbon fibre tripod. It's the Manfrotto B-Free Carbon. The review is already up on that. Again, I'll link to that. In the top of the bag here, let's have a look. I've got some gloves. I'm wearing some merino wool mitts, which are nice. I have got, what else have I got here? Got some sort of actual full-on, those are fingerless mitts. I've got some full-on mittens, which are just fleece. Got my Canon G7X, kind of as a backup, or in case I wanted to do something a bit more, maybe a different time-lapse or something like that. That's kind of it in the outer pocket. Like I said, I didn't need to bring a lot of stuff with me. Now, in the main compartment, I have, very simply, I have a Nikon D800 with a 24-85mm macro. I still favour that old lens for these sort of product shots because the macro capabilities are still very good. And with the camera mounted on the tripod, I've actually left the battery pack, sort of the grip that bolts on the bottom, I've left that back at base because I don't need that, don't need the extra weight. That's a really nice setup. I've got a Manfrotto super clamp, which is a good way to attach cameras to, well, things like benches or tables or tree branches, that sort of thing. I don't always bring it, but I thought on this occasion I would. I've got a little Manfrotto tabletop tripod, some spare AA batteries for my recorder here, and of course my iPhone, which is what I did the Insta stories on. Oh, and my flask, obviously, I told you about. If you want to know what flask I use, especially those of you that are real outdoors boffins, it is the... Now, is this the exact... exact one? It's a thermos. Certainly on the side it says Ultimate Insulation. I cannot remember if that is the exact... whether it's the Ultimate or whatever, but I did do a review about this a good few years ago now. I'll link in the show notes. But that was really it. So one of the things I actually put on the Insta story was, you know, the sunset was fantastic. I'm always very tempted, even if I'm just going for a stroll. I think, oh, shall I stay here and take some really nice shots? And before you know it, you end up having kind of like a sunset photography mini photo shoot. I didn't do that, but I did pose the question on a poll in the Insta story, should I return and do another podcast? Because I did do it in the past and it was very well received, and obviously I enjoyed it, and that probably came through in the recording. But I subsequently thought, well, actually, maybe I could do a video. So if you would like to see a sort of behind the scenes semi-instructional maybe video of sunset photography down on the water or down at the water's edge, obviously wait until the tide is in a bit more. All that said, you know, it's some lovely shapes with the channel and the sort of the essentially mud flats and the wildlife, you know, different shots at different times. If that's something that you'd like, then do let me know, because I'm more than happy to record that, and it's always nice to shoot a bit more stock imagery. But you know, the sun went down. Oh, there's more walkers. I'll be stopping shortly. But there, you know, there was some real opportunity here. But just to be out, it was fantastic. Now bear with me. Okay. Yeah, and as I sit here, you know, the moon is now visible, the kind of lights on you know, the other side of the water and bridge and houses are starting to come, and they're kind of twinkling, you know, it's that kind of atmospheric lighting. Not much going on with the you know, the sky. We've had the best, and it's, you know, you wouldn't really get, unless you wanted silhouette shots of, you know, a person or maybe sort of a small little tender boat as a moored up here, you know, you wouldn't get any nice sunset shots now, apart from silhouettes. But you know, just taking time out to enjoy that. I've done so much recently that has involved me sitting at a desk, and like yesterday, for example, yesterday evening or yesterday afternoon, I'd had a busy day. It'd been pretty productive, and you know, other stuff that I'd had to be doing during the day. But I actually sat down and started to think about feature articles and stuff that I wanted to write. And I dug out a book from my shelf, which was, you know, sort of interesting reading. if you're so inclined, it's all about triangulation pillars, which on the surface does not sound the most thrilling thing, but when you kind of, you know, you don't necessarily have to read into them, but you see where they appear. If you look at an Ordnance Survey map and you start to use those as a starting point for you know, getting a visual in your mind of the landscape, when you kind of look at the contours and the surrounding areas, you know, that was a starting point for thinking about some features which I want to pitch to various magazines. And I always have the best ideas, as do a lot of creatives, writers, photographers, musicians, when I'm actually not trying to think too hard. And, you know, I'm now, what's the time? You know, sort of just after five. I've got to be rushing off in a minute. I've just got time to record this. I've got sort of, you know, home family duties to deal with. But just taking that few minutes just to sit and enjoy and, you know, think, I don't know why I don't do it more. I always get more inspired. I come up with ideas, even if I'm just sat with a notebook and pen, or I use a wireless keyboard that connects through Bluetooth to my phone. Use that for making notes. All of these kind of methods are just, it's all so immediate. And okay, so I haven't taken any what you might call proper photographs, i.e. thoughtfully composed, you know, on my DSLR or anything like that. You know, the shots on my iPhone would be fine for a lot of things. But that's not the point, you know. The inspiration, the just kind of taking in the colours. Oh my goodness, at the moment, we had a sudden shower here. And it lasted all of about 2 minutes, if that. But, you know, nature just doing its thing. And now it's just a really quite tranquil, the wind has dropped a bit. I'll be honest, I'm getting a little bit chilly because I've only got thin socks and kind of trail shoes on here. You know, it's just such a nice way to end the week. And what I'm trying to do at the moment within my business, as a photographer, as a writer, is to build on the successes that I had last year in terms of strategy for productivity. And, you know, this has just reminded me that I need to do this more. I need to make time every day to be getting exercise or getting outside. So it might be a day where I go to the gym, or it might be a day where I just get out for half an hour even, just to be away from a computer. And there are certain places where I try to work which I know I don't feel very productive in. But places like this, you know, even if my car is only, I don't know, sort of about sort of 2 minute walk away from here, if I was just sat in my car now, I would be more productive if I had my laptop or my notebook. Much more productive than sat in a tiny office kind of cubicle, you know. But I just wanted to get a few thoughts down. This has kind of started off as a kind of a bit of a dash around chasing the light, trying to get these photographs. But I thought, you know what, I'm going to cut my losses. It's not going to be quite what I want. And I'd rather just use this time to get some thoughts together and you know, think about coming back another time. And I dare say that whenever and wherever I take those shots, I will be doing some audio recording of the process. That had been my plan all along, to document that for you guys. And of course I will be doing that. And I think as photographers, you know, we often go out to capture a set of images or a particular shot, and you have it all, you know, there's the build up in your mind, or maybe in your notebook, or your sort of time spent researching and talking to other people and watching videos and looking at Google Earth and all this sort of thing. And when you get there, something doesn't quite click, or something doesn't quite work out. The weather might turn against you, you might be interrupted, you might have forgotten a bit of kit. I've done that in the past, you know, you have to kind of work around it. But you shouldn't be afraid of those moments. And sometimes it's more productive and actually ends up being a better result just to kind of cut your losses and to think, OK, I'm going to return another time. Now, I fully appreciate sometimes it's a one-off occasion. You won't get to return, or maybe not for a very long time. And you think, well, I've made the effort. I'm going to have to kind of, you know, I'm going to have to sort of persevere, see what I can do. Well, then obviously that makes sense on those occasions. But if there really isn't the absolute urgency, if you kind of live local, or if it's maybe an hour's drive or not too much, where you can make an event of it, sort of tie it in with some camping or whatever it might be, I absolutely would recommend just don't beat yourself up over it. I did this for a long time, and, you know, on occasions I still do. I'll give you a prime example, okay, because this, you know, this is all very transparent, and this is just kind of the working processes of someone who's a photographer and a you know, professional running a business. You know, I like, now it's a working day, and part of me thinks, oh, you should be in front of your computer, you should be talking to clients, you should be trying to generate more business and all this sort of thing. And do you know what, that is such a counterproductive thing on occasions. And it's taken me a long time to figure this out. And the more I listen to other business owners, or sometimes photographers or outdoors people, even not even specifically outdoors people, but the more people that I do listen to and talk to, the most successful, most productive people are those who don't stress out, don't have the guilt, because it's all part of the process. You know, the rest of the week I've been working, like in front of the computer, you know, building the empire, shall we say, you know, doing all the things day to day that I should be. But the outdoors is me. My business is centered around predominantly getting outside, taking the pictures and connecting with those sort of people. If I'm taking pictures for business, you know, there are occasions where it's far, far removed from sitting next to the water's edge, you know. But I still have occasions where I feel guilty. And especially if there are other circumstances. For example, there will be times where I'm all set at like 9 o'clock in the morning to crack on with work, and then something will happen, and I won't get to start doing my work until, say, maybe 11 in the morning. And it kind of, you know, sometimes it can take me an hour or two to get back in, you know, get my head in the game. And so if I had planned, say, to get out that day to do something, I think, do you know what? I'm not going to do that. I need to make up time. And I really should just, you know, I will make up that time. But if I force myself to do it, it happens all the time when I do make that wrong decision. I sit there and I overthink the situation, and I try to make myself be productive and work. And often it is just not happening. And so, you know, a lot of people listening, a lot of you guys will be maybe in that situation if you're just starting out in photography, or you're trying to make use of what little time you have building your photography business as a freelance, maybe around a full or part-time job for someone else. It's very tricky. And all these things, you know, if that is you, please get in touch, because I know it can be very lonely and very frustrating. And it's just, you know, it is part of the, some people would say, the entrepreneurial freelance lifestyle. But it isn't, you know, you're not alone. It took me a long time to realize there are so many people that are in that situation. You just don't ever hear them talk about it because they're either, I don't know, sort of beating themselves up about it, ashamed, embarrassed, whatever. But yeah, so, you know, just to round off, it's the end of the week. Not sure what my weekend entails. It'll be nice to be outside again. I dare say it's kind of family commitments, and which is lovely. I kind of would like to have achieved a few more things already this week, but, you know, I've got stuff done. Next week is a new week. Sometimes it's good to switch off for a whole weekend just to, you know, just to let yourself rest and recharge. So, I'm going to put away my flask and head back to the car and get on with my evening. Really looking forward to just putting my feet up and relaxing and not thinking about work. So, as ever, if anything that I've said has kind of made you think or compelled you to comment or ask a question, of course, that's what I'm here for. Do let me know. But for now, I will leave it there. All being well, in next week's show I'll be bringing you another walkthrough of a set of pictures as I shoot them. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or, of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.